The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Ira Silver. I am joined alongside with Neil Rochelani. Neil, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
Hey, man. Good to be on with you. First time on the show with you. I'm looking forward to discussing these games and picking your brain on your fantastic success so far here on the show.
Well, it just comes at a good time. I'm catching a little fire here, so I'm enjoying it. I think all the followers on Twitter are enjoying it, so it couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, and keep it going. That's all I have to say.
I'm going to try. So far tonight, we're doing okay. We lost one live bet, and so far on my picks from the pod, I believe we are undefeated so far. So let's keep it rolling here. We're recording this Wednesday evening due to some scheduling. This is the Thursday show, so we'll be reviewing the lines for Thursday night's basketball games, January 16th, 2020. Before we jump in, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, mybookie.ag. You know, the holidays have come and gone. It's a new year. People are trying to figure out a way to make some money. I say, let's head over to mybookie.ag and make that a reality. You know, if mybookie is where you want to go to make some money. If football's not your thing, if NBA's not your thing, don't worry about it. They got everything from Premier League, NHL, NBA, and NFL. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even pool the bets that me and Neil give you on the pod and parlay them for an even bigger payout. Let's say you got a couple big favorites. You put them together, you're going to win a lot more than an individual bet. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code today, T-O-D-A-Y. That's today, T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer. Once again, that's the promo code today to get your extra cash from mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. All right, Neil, let's jump right into the slate. What do we got here on Thursday?
We've got a slate of five games coming up, Ira. We've got first game kicking off, 7:30 Eastern, is Phoenix at the Knicks. I don't see a line just yet, so if you see one, please tell me. So,
There's some lines out there. I'm not sure how accurate they are, but right now I'm seeing Phoenix -3.5 on the road in New York. I don't have a total though.
Interesting. What I do know so far in terms of injuries, looks like Oubre will be out tonight against the Knicks. I'm not seeing anything major on the Knicks side. Because of that, I'm actually going to lean towards Phoenix here. They're coming off a loss at Atlanta, a game I think they were favored to win. I think they're a better team than the Knicks. When in doubt, I bet against New York, and this would be one I would do as well.
Yeah, you know, New York is an interesting team. I think they've been playing better as of late. But the Suns, I think they're a dark horse this year. I know their record doesn't really indicate it right now at 16-24, but I do think they have a lot of pieces here. And if they can potentially make some sort of move before the deadline, I think that they could be, I wouldn't say serious contenders for the Western Conference, because I find that near impossible. But I do think that the Suns could present a challenge to a bunch of teams if they're able to get, a veteran guy that can really add to their team chemistry. Is Rubio out tomorrow as well? I know he didn't play the other day because I think something about his wife gave birth or something, or a personal reason?
Yeah, it was a personal reason. I think he's back tomorrow. I think he's back against the Knicks.
Okay.
As far as I see as of this moment.
Yeah. Right, and everybody out there who's listening, just remember we're recording this Wednesday evening, so obviously check in with us on Twitter at Hoopball Gaming. My Twitter is at Ira Silver Magic. Neil, what's your Twitter handle?
I'm at Ball with Neil. Very complicated.
No, yeah, I love it. So yeah, just check in with us throughout the day. We might make some some leans and some picks here, but I'll release my official plays tomorrow once we get a little bit more clarity on what's going on with each individual game. All right, cool. So what do we got on tap next?
Second game we have is Utah at New Orleans. The Jazz, I think they're on a 10-game winning streak, 28-12 currently. New Orleans, as we know, is a huge disappointment this year. Zion Williamson will take the court at some point. Looks like the 22nd is the expected return date, so not for this game. And Ingram, who sat last game, is probable. So we'll see if he comes back. This game, they are going to be missing Jrue Holiday. J.J. Redick is questionable. Favors, and like Ingram is probable. So those two guys will probably play. That, because of all that, probably not a line yet. At least I'm not seeing one. Do you see a line for this yet?
I don't. What do you guess here on the line on this one?
I think Utah will be a heavy favorite. I'm going to say Utah -7.
Okay, we're pretty close on our guesses. I was going to say Utah -6 on the road in New Orleans. I don't know about you, but I think that the Pelicans are playing a lot better basketball as of late. I think that if we can get Ingram back in the lineup and Redick plays tomorrow night and you're catching between 6 and 8 points with the Pelicans at home, I think it is going to be a play for me. It's just a classic, like I spoke about with Devin on Wednesday's podcast. It's just a classic letdown spot for the Utah Jazz. I watched a lot of Utah last year because I had a futures ticket on them to on their season win total. I stayed away this year. But it's just a classic letdown spot, I think, for the Jazz to go on the road to New Orleans and either not cover or lose the game outright here.
I agree with you on the letdown spot. It's hard to get pumped up for these guys. But Utah, I hate getting in front of teams that are just on a roll. And Utah is doing that. I mean, maybe against the line, we'll see what it comes out at. If it is higher, like I think, then maybe I would lean Pelicans. But I don't think Utah loses this game. And so it would have to be a pretty sizable line for me to bet the Pelicans. I would probably stay away, though.
Yeah, it might be a stay away. It just depends what the line comes out at tomorrow. Midday, I'll kind of check in and see what's developing. If I can catch 8-ish points, I think I'd have to lean Pelicans, just especially if Redick and Ingram are going to be in the lineup.
Fair enough. All right. Game 3 tomorrow night or Thursday night is Boston at Milwaukee, top two teams in the East. Boston 27-12, coming off of back-to-back. They just lost against Detroit. Playing at the Bucks, who, of course, best record in basketball. No injuries at all to deal with. And kind of a revenge game, too. They played one so far this season. Milwaukee lost in Boston. I don't see a line. You have a line for this one, Myron?
You know, I do. I don't know how accurate it is. I'm seeing Bucks -8.5. I don't Celtics, like you said, off a back-to-back, got crushed by the Detroit Pistons. I actually gave it out on Twitter as a live bet. I took the Celtics -4.5 when they were down 9 or 8, and they came back. They were leading, and then they just let Detroit go on like a 16-2 run, and that was all she wrote for that one. So if Tatum doesn't play, I think it might be a little higher than that. I know he didn't play tonight, but regardless, you can't lose to the Detroit Pistons like that at home. I mean, that's just – it's just not – you just can't do that if you're the Boston Celtics. And here, I like the Bucks. I think that if you can catch the Bucks 9 or under, I think it's a Buck play. But again, we'll catch up tomorrow on Twitter and see what the current line is. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, it's a Tatum one. I wonder if he did rest for tomorrow night's game or if it's something more serious. You know, revenge angles, Dan has talked about a lot, Dan Vespers on his show, about when teams play for the second time and it's a marquee matchup, it's really hard to bet against a team that's lost before. This one, though, I'm going to stay away from because I think Boston coming off the – if they had won tonight against Detroit, I'd be more likely to bet Milwaukee because I think they would be less motivated for some reason. But I think coming off a loss, I think Boston might put in a good effort tomorrow. So I'll probably stay away from this game.
Yeah, and you know what? I just want to – do a quick segue here before we jump into the next game. But, you know, I watch a lot of NBA, watch a lot of sports in general. I've coached sports for, you know, younger kids coming up. I love sports in general. I'm an avid fan. I want to get your thoughts on this. Why do these coaches continue night in and night out to stick to this strict rotation. I don't get it. I understand you got to manage minutes and you might have a back-to-back and you might have 4 games in 6 days and things like that. But why does it always – it seems like it's almost a mathematical, scientific formula that these coaches have come up with. And I'm just like, dude, you have to be able to see the game getting out of control here. Put your starters back in or put one guy back in. You got to be able to kind of manage the game in-game. Like, why do we need to stick to this strict game plan? You know, 6 minutes for this guy, then the other guy comes in, and then the other guy comes in. Let's just be coaches and not robots. What do you got to say about that?
I've never coached at a competitive level. I wouldn't say
mine was competitive. I mean, I'm talking about coaching 12 and 13 year old kids.
Well, they could be, you know, it could be like Bronny out there, right?
Yeah, sure.
No, here's what I think. Why I think they do it. One, I think players like to know when they're playing. So I think it's for the players understanding when they're coming in and when they're coming out. And two, at least for basketball, the units matter so much. And I think coaches like to get the same units consistency that they think is the best unit out there. So I think having the same players play together at the same time and having the players know when they're playing and how many minutes they're playing are the two reasons why it stays that way. When I think it comes to the playoffs, though, when it comes to like sort of like do or die, I think you'll see coaches make more radical decisions around that. But I think in the regular season, they tend to stay consistent. And that's just a guess. I really have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, as much as I don't know if how long everyone's listened to every podcast, but if you've been an avid listener of the show, you've heard of my hate for Carmelo Anthony, and that will continue throughout the season. It will not go away, I promise you. But the one thing that Portland does well, in my opinion, from a coaching perspective, is they have good rotations. I think that the coach there, is Stotts, right?
Terry Stotts, yeah.
Yeah. What I think he does well is he always it always seems to me that he has one of his playmakers in the game at all times. So he either has Dame in there or he's got McCollum in there, and he kind of works around, you know, he'll, instead of taking both of them out at the same time, he'll take Dame out first or McCollum out first, and they'll leave the other guy in for trailing by 3 minutes, and then the other guy will come in back before the three minutes before the other guy. I really like that game plan just because it allows you to really contain the game and keep control of the game. And sorry to go off tangent here, but it's just something that's been bothering me since last year in basketball, and I didn't know who else to talk to, and I just felt like it was a good time.
No, I'm happy to hear your opinions on all things basketball. Well, should we move on to the fourth game of the night?
Yeah, why don't we, before we do that, let's jump in and just give one more shout out to mybookie.ag. Guys, I'm telling you, I use it. Devin uses it. I think all the guys at HoopBall use it. They're fantastic. Great payouts, great customer service. They got everything from NBA, NFL, NHL, Premier League, etc., so on and so forth. And they got more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway up to $1,000, guys. That's crazy. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 to throw on some games this weekend in the championship NFL round. All you got to do is use our promo code today. That is TODAY. Once again, our promo code today, TODAY, to activate the offer. Let's start making some money, guys. Let's bet, win, and get paid.
I like it.
All right. Let's get into the last half of the
bet, right?
What'd you say?
You have a good chance of getting paid in the NFL. I know that one.
I hope so. I like when I told Devin on Wednesday's pod, I told him that I really like teasing the NFL games this weekend. I like teasing the 49ers down to about 1.5, and I like teasing the Titans up to about 13.5, 14, if you can get that line right now.
Oh, interesting. I thought you were going to go the other direction and tease both favorites. That's
no, that would be a public chalky play.
That would be my play right there.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from the public. I'm going to go with San Francisco, and I'll go with the Titans, not to win, not to cover, but on the tease.
I mean, not to go too far away from basketball, but do you think, does Green Bay even have a chance in this game?
Absolutely not.
They don't, right? Like,
no, not a chance.
Crazy for thinking that this should be a bigger line.
not a chance. It's not even going to be close. I'm calling it right now. San Francisco by double digits.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, let's go on to the fourth game in basketball. We got Denver at Golden State. Denver playing tonight. They covered their 11-point spread, beating, oh gosh, was it Charlotte or Orlando? Excuse me.
Charlotte.
But by 14. At home, they fly out to San Francisco and will play Golden State, who is having probably the worst season that I can remember. On record, 9-23, of course, or 9-33, excuse me, and dealing with all their injuries. Do you see a line for this?
Well, before we jump in there, I just want to say I gave out Charlotte plus 11 as a lean, and they were actually, if they didn't get outscored by 9 in the fourth quarter, they would have got there. So I apologize to all the listeners out there who took the lean here in that game. But we had a shot going in the fourth quarter against one of the best teams in the NBA. I'm seeing Denver on a back-to-back laying 7 at Golden State. What I will say is that Golden State is 9-10-1 against the spread at home this year, and Denver away is 9-8-1. So kind of a toss-up here in terms of from an against the spread perspective. Could be another kind of like what me and Devin spoke about, could be a letdown spot just like it was against the Hornets. But Nuggets tend to play down to the competition in general, I think. Even though I really like them as a team, I just think that they're missing something. Heart, maybe. But yeah, it might be 7, it might be 8. Who knows? We'll check in tomorrow, but that's kind of what I'm seeing. What are your thoughts here on this one?
Yeah, it looks like Murray's going to be out again, right? And Harris is...
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
And Harris is doubtful. And so I think there's a letdown spot for Denver. I think after the back-to-back as well. Golden State had a terrible outing last time. I expect them to play hard. So I would lean Golden State if it is 7 or 8.
Okay, perfect. I think we're on the same page there.
Yeah. Not much else to it than that.
All right. Final game of the night, correct?
Yeah. Final game of the night, Orlando at the Clippers. Orlando playing a back-to-back currently against the Lakers right now as we speak. The Clippers having a day of rest. So I'm sure there's no line out just yet as this game is still in progress. The Laker one, that is. The Magic, it looks like both teams are – I shouldn't say that. Paul George will be out for the Clippers, so they will just have Kawhi as your star. I think this is going to be a monster line, though. It's probably going to be somewhere around 12 to 14, do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say about 12 and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe 11 and a half. The Laker Magic line tonight was, I think, Lakers minus 10. So I would expect it to be somewhat similar, maybe another point or a point and a half, maybe 2. In favor of the Clippers. So I'm going to go with about 12.
Yeah, so I don't know how much they factor in the back-to-back with that, how much they add on. But at any rate...
Maybe it might be 13 or 14. It might be as high as that. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. With that, I would... I mean, again, I hate big lines in the NBA because I know these teams are definitely can cover, as we saw last night. I know you had a nice call on Milwaukee against the Knicks. But I don't... And I hate to bet into those lines. I don't want to bet the underdog either. So I'd stay away from this one as well.
Right. One thing to point out is Orlando on the road against the spread. They're better on the road than they are at home. They're 10-8-1 against the spread. They're currently beating the Lakers. So potentially it could go to 11-8-1. And the Clippers at home, I'm pulling it up here. The Clippers at home are 12-9-1 against the spread. Clippers are a machine. They got everything from defense to offense. Obviously, we know what Kawhi and Paul George can do, but I think that they're such a well-rounded team with Harrell, Beverly. I really like the team overall. I think that they are playing for the playoffs, though, and not necessarily the regular season, as you could tell the difference between them and the Lakers, where the Lakers seem to be playing hard every single night in the regular season. So, yeah, for me here, it's a tough spot just because Orlando's on a back-to-back. I'll check the line tomorrow and give out maybe a play here, but Fournier did not play tonight. He may be able to go tomorrow. So if he is able to go tomorrow, he'll have some fresh legs. So if the spread gets out of control, maybe 14, 13 and a half, 14, I might be inclined to take the Magic, but it's really hard to get in front of the freight train that the Los Angeles Clippers are. And especially if Kawhi or Paul George plays.
Yeah, we'll see.
What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, if they both rest, let's say Kawhi rests tomorrow and the line comes down to like 9 or 10, I would definitely hop on the Clippers. So I think they're going to play hard and cover that. So we'll see.
Classic game when both stars rest, they all rally and they all give it their all, you know?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, that's it. So do you have – are we going to recap our official plays or what do you think?
Let's wait till tomorrow when the official lines come out, just so that we have a better and more accurate kind of framework of what to work with. I will give out a hockey play tonight for tomorrow, and I'm gonna go with. There's a big hockey slate tomorrow. I know some, you know, Devin's been asking me about hockey and some other people have been asking me about some other sports. I posted two college basketball plays tonight on Twitter. First one won, and the second one, they're winning in progress right now. Stanford money line over UCLA at -115. And Bradley covered easily. I'm going to parlay the Capitals and the Golden Knights. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take them to win the game on a parlay. They're both heavy favorites, so it's kind of a chalky play here. But the Capitals are playing the Devils, who are terrible, and the Golden Knights just fired their coach, new coach angle. Plus, they're a fantastic team to begin with, and they're playing the Ottawa Senators, who are pretty not so great. So, So, Neil, I appreciate your time. Do you have any final thoughts here?
I don't. I just want to be able to keep up with you with all these bets, man.
I just hope we all can put it together and have a winning season and make some money for the listeners. You know, that's really my goal here. And I hope it's everyone's goal here. And I hope everyone just kind of make sure they're careful with their bankroll and not get out of control with our picks, even if we're hot, because it could turn on a dime for sure.
That's the thing with betting too. Even if you're very good, you're going to hit losing streaks. It's just the part of the variance of the game. So that should not, like you say, change the way you bet. So
absolutely. And guys, remember, we're recording this Wednesday night. So I hope everyone had a nice wine Wednesday or a good hump day. And let's keep rolling with the picks. And we'll pick up on Friday. Friday's show will be hosted by Devin and Josh. So look forward to that one. And I'll be back on Monday, and Neil will be back Monday evening for Tuesday's card as well. I hope you guys have a nice weekend, and also make sure to follow us on Twitter so you can keep up with all of our bets. At Ball with Neil.
Ball with Neil. Yes.
There we go. I got it. And at Ira Silver Magic for me, and obviously our HoopBall Twitter handle at HoopBall Gaming. All right, guys. Neil, it's been a pleasure. Had a lot of fun. Let's make some money, buddy.
All right. Have a good night.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.